Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
All right. How you doing, everyone? I'm Russ Salzberg, and once again, I want you all to listen up here and get a load of this. I do believe in second chances, and Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson is living proof, big-time living proof. But Watson also represents some big-time cockeyed thinking from himself, from some owners in the National Football League, and from some of the league's fans. So like I said, listen up, because you're really going to want to get a load of this. All right. If for some reason some of you nice people out there are unfamiliar with the Watson case and the whole situation, Watson was a quarterback for the Houston Texans before he subsequently ended up being traded to the Cleveland Browns while he was with the Texans. He was getting massages from several different masseuses, okay? And he ended up being charged with sexual assault. I'm not going to draw a picture for you. You could imagine masseuse, massage, him on a table, what have you, okay? There were 24 civil lawsuits. He settled 23 of those civil lawsuits out of court. I believe one is going to trial. All right? What happened? Well, the reason I'm bringing Deshaun Watson up, just so you know, he, after a suspension, an 11-game suspension, and when he was subsequently traded to the Browns, he played his first game yesterday. His Browns beat the Texans in Houston 27-14. He didn't have anything special of a game. He completed 12 of 22 passes for 131 yards. But that's not what this is about. Okay, so again, 23 of 24 civil lawsuits settled. One, I believe, is going to trial. Now, you have to understand something here, folks. What I said, some really cockeyed thinking. To me, it's beyond cockeyed. It's bizarre. But, you know, and it's not just fans in the National Football League. You can go to any and every league. And especially if you're a star, boy, you'll get all kinds of slack cut. And I'll tell you something else. You've heard me say this many, many times before in previous podcasts when I've spoken to you. I've said, what price glory? What price glory? I mean, you've heard me say it. There are some players I'd rather lose without them on my team than with them on my team. Just because I'll think some of them are pains in the asses, not good locker room people, not good clubhouse people. And I'm not going to get into naming every other one now, because today is just about Deshaun Watson. Today is just about Deshaun Watson. Okay? But with all this crap and accusations going around him, flying around, and lawsuits being settled, The Cleveland Browns traded not one, not two, but three first-round picks. You hear me? Not one, not two, but three first-round picks, which is gold in the National Football League. Real gold. They traded those three picks to the Houston Texans to acquire Deshaun Watson. And not only did they acquire Deshaun Watson, but they gave Watson the richest contract in the National Football League. $230 million. $230 million for 5 years. $230 million for 5 years. Fully, you hear me, folks? Fully, fully guaranteed. Fully guaranteed. And when it happened, I just shook my head. I said, wow. How does that happen? You know, they say crime doesn't pay. I'll say bullshit to that. This proves it. Now, somebody might say, well, wait a minute. Did he commit a crime? It was settled. Yeah, it was settled. 23 of 24 civil lawsuits were settled. And you know what? When he's been asked about it time and time again, Watson, he's denied any wrongdoing. Not only has he denied any wrongdoing, and, you know, this past week, you know, when he was reinstated, he wouldn't answer non-football questions. He wouldn't answer non-football questions. Mind you, I'm sorry, but when you're suspended, that is a football question. When you're suspended for 11 games, that is a football question. Why were you suspended from your football team for 11 games? Don't tell me it's a non-football question, because that's crap. But he's denied any wrongdoing, and he has said people don't want to hear his side of the story. That's not me saying it, folks. That is Deshaun Watson saying people don't want to hear his side of the story. And, you know, for a long time, I've avoided talking about this at length just because I wanted to wait till he came back and to see what was going on. So, again, 23 of 24 lawsuits have been settled. The guy was given the richest contract in the National Football League, $230 million, 5 years fully guaranteed. 5 years fully guaranteed. I know that the Houston Texans, you know, are in deep doo-doo, you know, one of the worst teams in the league, but it's rebuilding. So as far as I'm concerned, they stepped in it big time with getting three first-round picks, because what the hell were they going to do with him? He couldn't continue on that team. He couldn't continue in that town. But then hold on a second when I say he couldn't continue in that town. So in yesterday's game, he gets booed by some people in what they said was a half-full stadium in Houston. But that happens when you're a bad football team. But there were some fans in support. In support. You hear me? In support of Deshaun Watson. One woman said, a woman, somebody as successful as Deshaun would never go and jeopardize his career like that. Now, that ain't me. That ain't a bunch of guys talking. That's a woman talking. That boggles my mind. See, I will say this. You know, I said cockeyed thinking Deshaun Watson represents cockeyed thinking, his case does, both from himself, from ownership, and from fans as well. Well, let me first go to Deshaun Watson. For Deshaun Watson, and again, folks, I don't like him. I certainly don't like what he represented, what he's allegedly done. I don't even know the legal terms. Am I supposed to say alleged or not? The fact is, he settled 23 or 24 lawsuits, so to me, he's guilty. And if he says he's not guilty, then tell me why. And if you're going to say, well, legal, I got to not say this and not say that, well, then you know what? You have to get together with your lawyers and your PR people and the team, and you got to say to yourself, listen, if we're going to make this right, and we're going to make this right with the community and with women in particular, then I got to prove to them that I'm the real deal and that I'm not full of shit. I got to prove to them that what I'm saying is true, that people don't want to hear my side of the story. Well, let's hear your side of the story. And if you're not willing to give us your side of the story and want us just to accept you for being a quarterback, well, Deshaun Watson, that is, as I said, some really, really cockeyed thinking. Some really cockeyed thinking. How the hell do you expect me or anybody else? I'm not just talking about females. I'm talking about males as well. You know, I've raised two daughters. They're both married. With kids. I can't in my mind, my right mind, tolerate any garbage like that being done to any kind of woman. Or quite frankly, sexual assault to any kind of man. But we're talking about masseuses here, okay? Female masseuses. Massage therapists, whatever, however you want to term the phrase. They went to his house. You know, this wasn't in some strip joint. They went into his house to give him massages. Now, let's go to the owners. Let's go to the owner of the Cleveland Browns, Jimmy Haslam, and his family. How, in one's right mind? Now, I know, as I said, and people are, you got to say people are entitled to second chances, folks, because that's what our society, listen, you can kill somebody and get out of prison. You're entitled to a second chance. That doesn't mean I have to give you the second chance. That doesn't mean you have to give said person a second chance. But people are entitled to second chances. That's why I say that. But if I got a business such as the Cleveland Browns, I have a business. And I'm going to, and a lot of the business has women as fans. And a lot of the business have men who have women as spouses and girlfriends and daughters and granddaughters and season ticket holders. What am I talking about here? And I'm going to go not only trade for this guy, but I'm going to make this guy, give him the biggest contract in the NFL at 46 million simoleons a year. 46 million. Am I nuts? Really? That's what the Cleveland Browns did for Deshaun Watson. And that's why I say, Don't give me this business that crime doesn't pay. Certainly seems like it does for Deshaun Watson. I think, you know, the logic is just, it's illogical. How can you get away with something like that? How can that possibly be the case? How can that possibly be the case? Well, it is. Because Deshaun Watson is back Oh, yeah. He got fined like $5 million for his faux pas, and or faux pas, if you want to call them. Because to me, that's the way it's being treated. $230 million guaranteed after doing this. Not before. It's not like they traded for Deshaun Watson, the Browns did, and, you know, when they traded for him, had to take over his contract. No, they gave him $230 million, 5 years, fully guaranteed. All right? But again, he goes ahead, and there was, you know, at the stadium, he was booed in Houston by some people. And some people, I think the woman's name was Sarah Flores. Here's a quote. Somebody as successful as Watson would never go and jeopardize his career like that. She believes Watson. So all these other women are all lying. This is a woman. And that's when fans, as far as I'm concerned, are full-blown fanatics. Nutso. Now, she's not the first person to... Listen, I remember when Ray Rice with the Ravens slugged his wife, who had the video of it in the elevator, dragged her out. When I remember the video of people wearing proudly, Ravens fans wearing Ray Rice's jersey after that happened, proudly displaying it. I got a better one for you. Let him rest in peace. One of the all-time greats to play basketball, Kobe Bryant. It's about 20 years ago, I think it was, 2003, if I'm not mistaken, 19 years ago. Kobe, if you remember, was involved in, you know, an alleged sexual assault case with a 19-year-old. Denied it happened, but apologized to the family. And there was a out-of-court settlement. Or a settlement, call it restitution, whatever the hell you want to call it, was made. I remember when the Lakers came to town to play the Knicks, I went to the Garden that night. I was working for Channel 9, WWOR, here in New York. Went to the Garden that night, and we surveyed the fans. And I'm telling you, there were women there. Not just men, women there. Wearing Kobe's Lakers jersey. And we interviewed some of the women. And you know what some of the women said to me? Oh, I don't believe that. Kobe can get anybody he wants. He doesn't have to do that. And I walked away just shaking my head. Because, again, fanaticism, craziness. If they're your guy or your gal, and it's not just in sports, it's in entertainment. You can be a singer, you can be an actor, an actress, what have you. You're so in love with your hero worship that they could sell you the Brooklyn Bridge and throw in the Empire State Building for good measure. I mean, it's nuts. I mean, there's being naive, and then there's also being a complete knucklehead. And we've seen this time and time again. It makes you, you know, it really makes you scratch your head or shake your head in this world of Me Too and all that. But it happens. Oh, yeah, no. He doesn't have to do this. Somebody as successful would never go and jeopardize his career like that. I don't know how any person with a sane mind let alone a woman, can say that when 23 out of 24 civil cases were settled. I'm sorry. And I don't believe I'm being too harsh. Like I said, I believe in second chances. But hey, folks, let's cut to the chase. Whether it's football here, it could be baseball, it could be basketball, it could be hockey, it could be soccer, it could be whatever the hell you want it to be. If you are a top-notch performer, a star, if you will, you can get away with shit that the last guy on a team, last gal on a team can't get away with. That's just it. That's the way it rolls in the world of professional sports. And you know what? Screw that. It's not just professional sports. It's at every level. It's at every level. It's at the college level. It's at the high school level. It's at the level for little kids, peewees. Now, you might be saying, well, what the hell is Russ talking about with sexual? No. I'm not saying it's happened at that level. It certainly could happen in high school or college, and we know it has. But if, listen, when you're a star player, from the time kids are knee-high to a grasshopper, okay? The star is always the star. And they grow up to be the stars. And they grow up to be the best on a team. And they grow up to be, you know, they have they're the best this, they're the best that. They get the captain of the cheerleaders as their girlfriends, the prom queens, yada, yada, yada. And you know what? I see it at a peewee level, you know, with kids. I have grandsons that play sports. And I see certain kids are catered to differently than other kids. Why? Because they're the best. And if you're the best, you can get away with stuff that other people can't get away with. But in the world of professional sports, big time. You're a drug user and you're a star, well, everybody feels sorry for you. Oh, yeah, he's going into rehab, and we'll have him taken care of. You know, he's suffering from the disease. He's fighting to get back. And if you're the last guy on a team, I don't want this junkie on my team. Let's get rid of him. You don't think that line of thinking goes on? Really? You don't think that line of thinking goes on? Again, then I'll sell you to Brooklyn Bridge and also the Empire State Building. I just, you know, that I don't understand. But again, I say, what price glory? Is it really winning at all costs? Well, I guess Deshaun Watson represents that. All right, well, while we're talking about football, I just want to bring up something else. There's been a lot of talk this, you know, the past few weeks about OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr. Where's he going to go? He's going to come back to football. Is he going to go to the Giants? Is he going to go to the Dallas Cowboys? Is he going to go to the Buffalo Bills? Look, I was very friendly when Odell Beckham Jr. was with the Giants. In fact, I was texting with him the night he subsequently ended up being traded. I always found him to be, you know, pretty good guy. A little out there, not always wise decisions, but he was a good guy. And he was a good teammate. Sometimes. But unfortunately for him, you know, he ended up getting traded He would say stupid things. Like to me, he didn't just say it to me. He felt he was unappreciated with the Giants. He said that after getting a $90 million contract. But that's not what this is about. He's now looking to come back. He's out there as a free agent. He's looking to come back to football. So it was it's been the sweepstakes. Where is Odell going to end up? Is he going to come back with the Giants? Is he going to come back? Is he going to go to the Dallas Cowboys? Is he going to go to the Buffalo Bills? Everybody, this has been the big question. And supposedly we're going to find out this terrific answer soon. Okay, we're going to find out this terrific answer shortly. But before we find out that answer, let me ask this question. Because nobody seems to want to bring that up. For everybody saying, I've read this ad nauseum in this area for the last 3 weeks. The Giants got to do it. And believe me, the Giants need receivers. They're playing with all backups to backups. So the Giants need help. But has anybody, the guy has had two ACL surgeries in the past 2 years. He hasn't worked out for anybody. Everybody's saying, you got to get him. You got to get him. This team has to get him. Jerry Jones has to get him for the Cowboys. Ownership for the Giants have to sign him. The Maras, the Tishes. Does anybody ask the question? It's kind of an important question. Can he play now? Can he contribute now? Is he able to play this season? Everybody's talking about, the Giants could use him for the stretch run. They need a receiver. Cowboys want to solidify their situation. They could use him. Has anybody asked? He hasn't played. We haven't seen him work out. How do we know he can play this season? And if he can't play this season, then why are you going about this? Because I'll tell you this right now. Listen, if he comes back to the Giants, I wouldn't mind him being here. Not at all. But again, at what price? God love Odell. But if Odell Beckham Jr. thinks he's going to come to the Giants or the Cowboys or the Bills, at the price he was getting in previous years, he's nuts. Because I just can't see that happening. But you've heard me say also, it's always easy to spend other people's money, but forget spending the money. I have not seen any of the articles, any of the discussions saying, I think Odell's got to come here. Odell's got to go there. All this business. Odell's got to do this. Odell's got to do that. Yeah? It's very easy to have somebody come and say, yeah, let's sign a guy. Can he perform for you? And I'm not saying he can't, but I have to know that he can before I'm going to sign him. Do I want to sign him? If I'm the Giants, or I'm the Cowboys, or I'm the Bills, do I want him to help me get to the postseason this year? Or am I signing him for the future? That's a big discussion. I have not seen that discussion come with everybody forming their opinions. I have not seen that questioning come up any place. No place. Everybody's just assuming Odell's going to come. If he signs with a team this week, you think he's going to play next week? I guarantee you that ain't going to be the case. I guarantee you that's not going to be the case. But again, that falls into, we'll see. Again, we'll see. What price, Glory? What price do you want to gamble? Again, it's easy for the fans to say, because that's part of the fanaticism. Yeah. Let's just get him. We don't know if he can play, but let's just get him. Oh, the world of sports. It could really give you some cockeyed thinking, like I said to open the show. And that, my friends, is a wrap on today's Get a Load of This. Now I like to be getting a load of you. Let me know your thoughts on today's podcast. You can do so on Twitter at Russ Salzberg. You can always do it on Facebook. Please also check out my website at russsalzberg.com. Now I got to thank my home here at Bleav.com because, as I tell you all the time, Bleav is the number one podcast network for professionals. Above all, I got to thank you, the people out there, because without you, the people out there, I'd have nobody in here to be talking to. But I also need you people out there to make sure you tune in to me on the Yes app so you can see my video podcast each and every week, also called Get a Load of This. So if you haven't done so already, all you got to do, folks, is go to that Yes app, download it, and voila, there I shall be. And not only for you to do it, but make sure you tell your family and friends, because I want to be able to be talking to as many of you and being able to tell each and one of you to get a load of this. In the meantime, till next time, I'm Russ Salzberg saying to each and every one of you, bye-bye, so long, and farewell. See you next week. And don't forget to get a load of this.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.